Mark, the average coal-fired power plant spews out more than 1 million tons of CO2 every year. All that carbon is going to waste as pollution right now, but you see a way to make something good out of it.
And this is the process that we're calling twinning. So just to wrap this into an envelope, the idea here is every major emitter, every coal plant or petrol-fueled power plant would be twinned with a large consuming plant that actually makes something. And so it gives economic value to the CO2 instead of just treating it as garbage. And there are a lot of ways of doing this, but I'll give you two examples. One is you can do it chemically. Another is you can do it through biology. So in the latter case, we're highlighting a company called Heliae Holdings, and Heliae is pretty well known. They're one of the world's most advanced companies in terms of capturing carbon and feeding it to algae and converting that into fuel, food, or agricultural supplies like fertilizer.
So industries have been reluctant to reduce carbon emissions because of the cost. But with twinning, you can say, who cares about the environmental concerns? Reducing carbon emissions is simply a good way to make more profits, right?
Or you might say, we all care about the environment, and we've removed the impediment of the coal lobby and the petroleum lobby, and everyone gets to be happy.
How do we get this twinning process started?
Well, I would think the thing to do is to set up some pilot studies, pilot plants. That's a typical way of doing this. It's a typical role of public-private partnerships, so I would hope maybe there would be a way of funding smaller pilot plants to make sure that this can scale properly and try two or three or four different carbon processes like we've described and see which ones make the most money and go from there.
What do you see as the potential for this?
Well, one of the trends we're capturing here, Dave, is as an example, we all know that we need energy. So Heliae was the first company to make jet fuel out of algae. How about if we made all the jet fuel using CO2 from carbon plants, you know, from coal plants? Wouldn't that be great? That'd be fantastic. This is something we could share with China without worrying about increased CO2 emissions from China, which is now the world's largest emitter. We can do it in a friendly way. We can do it with an economic basis. And, you know, it's just brilliant, I think, in terms of making good things happen instead of having an argument about bad things.
It just strikes me as, you know, having your cake and eating it too. You know, the traditional energy companies can continue on with the fossil fuels, and the new technology will take the CO2 emissions and keep it from going into the atmosphere and making useful products. I mean, it really sounds like a win-win.
I think it is.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.